What's in the news? Fake cosmetics.
These counterfeit products are costing the cosmetics industry about $75 million a year.
I'm Steve Kath in CBS News. Customs officials are stepping up their effort to try to stop the flow of fake cosmetics. CBS's Jamie Yukas went to the port at Long Beach, California to test fake and real versions of the same product.
Some of these eyeshadows in the fake palette had nearly four times the amount of lead as those in the real version. In one, the amount exceeded the FDA recommended maximum of 10 parts per million.
Customs official Brenda Smith.
Often the unsafe consumer goods are made in factories that have unsanitary conditions, so the quality is not what you need it to be.
Perhaps the best way to head this off is to educate consumers.
The furthest they think is, I'm just buying a fake palette. They don't think that there could be ingredients in here that could put my health at risk.
Beauty blogger Tanya Arguelles proved the point.
I just wanted to know, can this possibly be as good as the $50 that I just spent?
Testing legit and fake eyeshadows.
Within the first 45 minutes, I realized it was an eye infection. I couldn't get my contacts on. I looked back at the footage, and it was on the side that I'd used the fake product.
Knockoffs, hard to spot, and sometimes risky. Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.